So, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has departed Stormont after a series of meetings last night and this morning with the leaders of the Northern Ireland parties over a possible deal on the controversial Brexit protocol. The DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, said progress had been made in the negotiations between the UK and the EU, but that further work is required. Taoiseach Micheál Martin already cautioned that there is a distance to go yet before a deal is over the line. In a moment, the latest from our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, who's at Stormont, but first, here's Geoffrey Donaldson speaking in the last few minutes.
I've made our position clear as far back as our conference last year. This isn't just a question of checks and bureaucracy. It is a question of whether we have the ability to trade freely within the United Kingdom and its internal market. When we trade within the UK, then we should follow UK standards and UK rules. That is our clear position. When we're trading with the European Union, then of course the products that we make, the goods that we want to sell to the European Union, have to meet EU standards. That's the same across the whole of the United Kingdom. So we are looking for an outcome that addresses the issue of where do we stand in relation to our ability to trade within the United Kingdom and its internal market, and that is in essence what we need to get as an outcome from this negotiation.
After her meeting with the British Prime Minister, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald said significant progress has been made.
And we're very heartened by that. We now want to see a speedy conclusion of matters. And above all else, we want to see the institutions restored, government restored here in the north. The bottom line is that we have to ensure that any deal provides for ongoing access to the European single market. No hardening of the border on the island of Ireland and a protection of the Good Friday Agreement in all of its parts. Those are the core elements and aspects that need to be protected. But it seems to us that it's very much game on, and we're very heartened by that. We're very, very conscious that a deal can be done, should now be concluded speedily. We hope that that will be the case. And then it's a matter for everyone, for each of the political parties to step up, get back to work and deliver for people here in the north of Ireland.
Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald. Well, let's talk now to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, these series of meetings that Rishi Sunak has held last night and today with the Northern Ireland parties to brief them on what all the indications are, is a deal that could be very close and one that would possibly open the way to a restoration of Stormont. What did the parties learn about the deal that might be on the table?
Well, the truth is, if we believe all the public pronouncements, Brian, is they learned very little. They all said that Rishi Sunak had taught them very broad terms, that he did not want to give a running commentary on where the negotiations were. They were asked had he given even headline agreements, and they said no, he had not. Now, each of the other parties, Sinn Féin, Alliance, SDLP and Ulster Unionists, they were each in for around 15 minutes. Afterwards, they spoke in a similar vein, saying they hadn't been told very much. Ulster Unionist leader Doug Beattie went as far as saying that he knows as much today as he knew yesterday because of the lack of detail. Now, the other parties were slightly more optimistic, although they did say that they're still a way to go. Colm Eastwood of the SDLP saying no white smoke, but he's hopeful of a deal. And then we come to the DUP, and then we found out, Brian, that we knew that Rishi Sunak arrived in Northern Ireland last night. We found out today that he met with the DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, last night. A DUP delegation also met with senior British government officials from Downing Street who travelled over. They had fairly lengthy discussions, I'm told, last night. I understand that British government officials worked until about 2:30, 2:45 this morning on some kind of a text. Then the meetings came today. Each of the other parties got around 15 minutes. The DUP engagement with the British government lasted, we think, around 1.5 hours. Now, we understand, it's not confirmed yet, that they initially met the British Prime Minister and then they broke away into separate rooms and there were ongoing talks with officials. Now, afterwards, Geoffrey Donaldson insisted they were not given any detail about any impending deal, but it does appear that they were exchanging information. He was asked, was there a negotiation? And Geoffrey Donaldson insisted there wasn't. Now, there's been widespread speculation here that perhaps the meetings with the other parties this morning were simply a cover, a smokescreen ban for further negotiations with the DUP. decree, and perhaps Rishi Sunak will bring information from those conversations to his conversations with Europe over the weekend, with Ursula von der Leyen and others over the weekend, perhaps to try to force some more concessions from them. We're not quite sure, but clearly the DUP were given a lot more space than the other parties combined.
And Geoffrey Donaldson did say that his party will consider any deal against the seven tests that the DUP have set out, the template, if you like, against which they'll measure any deal as meeting their requirements. I think he mentioned the seven tests. I counted seven times in the course of that fairly brief news conference. But he also referred to the detail in any agreement actually being given expression in legislation that would then have to go through Westminster. So an indication perhaps there that even if there is a deal, the DUP might hold back on signing up to it until they see exactly how it's legislated for.
Absolutely, Brad. It's entirely possible what we might get this week coming is a political declaration from the UK and Europe on the headline issues of any deal, but not the detail. And the DUP are making it very clear. It's okay for Europe and the UK to say this is what we intend doing. They want to see how they're going to get there. They want to see their homework, if you like. And they've made it very clear all along that if there's to be a legal text, they will want to study that legal text in fine detail before signing up to anything. Now, if you recall, just last week, Northern Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris, you know, he kicked back the possibility of another election in Northern Ireland until next year, possibly until next September. So perhaps that's a bit an indication that the British government is preparing the way for the DUP to take some time over this, because they made it very clear that they want all of their concerns raised or addressed, and they will not take the British government at face value. So it won't be enough for Rishi Sunak and others to say next week, well, actually, look, we have agreed to sort out the problems on A, B and C. They will want to see the fine homework, the detail on how they're going to get there before signing up.
Vincent Kearney at, I think it's the Culloden Hotel in North Down where those talks took place. Thank you very much indeed for that.